Norman Bell. Norman watched his wife's expressions with amusement as she finally extricated herself from their blowhard neighbor. He's trying to find a money angle. Good old Cam. I'm going through the market on the way home. What do you want for dinner? Whatever. Something I can reheat. No telling how late I'll be. Keep it in mind. He picked up his helmet. Don't forget your sunblock. You kidding? Actually, he had forgotten, but he kept a tube in his bike bag. Give me a call when you start home. I'll hot it up. You do that. Her husband spoke in accents of cool New England, but he used southern expressions he'd picked up from her cornball uncle, whom she loathed. It was a 10-minute pedal down shady back roads to the farmer's market in the middle of town. Halfway there, he started sweating in spite of the shade and stopped to put on the sunblock. They'd been doing this for about 10 years, using the space between the federal building and the city hall as an open-air market 2 days a week. It was a free space, as Norman knew, with a catch. You had to put down a $500 deposit, which would be refunded at closing time, or more likely a week later. That kept marginal farmers at home. He locked his bike and walked past the seafood display. Expensive fish, shrimp, squid, and eels attractive on beds of shaved ice. Save it for last. The place was pretty crowded, as he knew it would be at this hour, city workers killing time before going to the office at 9. The crowd was bright and young and chatty. Lots of new students this time of year. He liked to drift through, eavesdropping. He had 2 cloth bags, and as he wandered from one end of the market to the other, from fish to coffees, he checked out prices and planned what he was going to buy where on his way back. Rory thought the market business was a silly affectation. The city manufacturing nostalgia for a simpler time that had never existed in the first place. And although Norman couldn't disagree, it was still a high point of his week. Prices were cheaper in the supermarket, but the produce was suspiciously uniform there. And the crowds were just crowds. Dr. Bell! Lots of warm brown skin and a little tight cloth. Luann somebody. A student from 3 or 4 years ago. I saw the news this morning. Isn't that just total? It's something, Norman admitted. So where have you been? Haven't seen you around. Oh, I went to Texas for a master course. Keyboard. No work there. Surprise. So what do you make of it? I don't know any more than you do. Just what was on Cube. Aurora does think it's real. He studied her. She was radiating sexual signals, but they communicated display rather than availability, just as he remembered from before. He wondered how much of it was deliberate, like the carefully bedraggled hair and the makeup so subtle it was almost invisible, and how much was just in her nature. She liked being looked at, glowed in his attention, any man's attention. When I left a few minutes ago, she was talking to the mayor, fishing for an angle to bring fame and fortune to Gainesville. Or to Cameron Sudby. That Zero is mayor? I should have stayed in Texas. You know him? Knew him. She touched his arm and whispered, when he was police commissioner. Raised one eyebrow and walked on. He watched her go. Interesting walk. She moves in circles, and those circles move. What a legal thing might she have been involved in? He had no doubt that Cam was on the take, but Luann had seemed so prim and shy as a student. Oh well, probably a leather underwear and handcuffs prostitute on the side. Some of the quietest people had bizarre private lives. He had met one or two, pursuing his own private life.